Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from several different area leaders of various organizations, capped off by Heather Fleshinsky from OneFest, looking ahead to what's coming up next weekend at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. This past Wednesday night, Fierce Freedom held their first annual Oh Freedom Fun Run and Fest. After 15 years of the Justice Run, they held the Oh Freedom event, and part of it was various organizations were on hand that supported youth and families. We talked with a number of them, starting with Mike Lee, the Chief Learning Officer of the Children's Museum of Eau Claire. I began by asking him how they're enjoying their terrific new building in downtown Eau Claire.
Wonderful. We've been honored to welcome over 70,000 people since January.
Wow.
To the new facility, and we have a child development center that we host for families, and it's fun to see the joy and kids come and play at the facility every day.
Since my kids aren't that young, maybe I lost. So you have been open since the first of the year?
Approximately, yeah. We opened early January.
How are people loving the new building, the new location?
We're getting a lot of great feedback. We recognize there were some issues with exhibits right when we opened, with the influx of people and kids testing it out and things, but we've been able to fix a lot of those, and it's good to see everything up and running and kids having fun and families having fun.
I asked Lee what's similar and what's different to the Children's Museum's previous location.
Yeah, our previous location had 3 floors. The new location has 2 floors, which can come as a surprise to those who are familiar with the old location. But it's more open, wider, and more welcoming. And like you said, those big, beautiful windows allow a lot of sunlight. And the big benefit we've seen is a lot of families engaging more together rather than simply kids playing alone. And so we've had a lot more parent or grandparent or family or some adult caretaker better engaged with the kids. And that's what we love to see.
And for what ages would you say?
All ages. Of course, we have a first-time family membership. So new families with their first child under the 12 months of age, we have a free membership for them to come in for a year. We also offer different membership levels that families can come in for a full year or even enjoy other museums throughout the country with. And really, our main target audience kid-wise is probably 0 to 9, 0 to 10, but we've had middle school and high school students in and have had just much fun with the friends.
Terrific. Well, we wish you the best. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Mike Lee, Chief Learning Officer with the Children's Museum of Eau Claire. Next up from Wednesday night's Oh Freedom event for Fierce Freedom, I began by asking Treehouse Area Director Ashley Stoll about how things have gone transitioning from the Tandem Mentoring Program to Treehouse.
So we started off as a Tandem Mentorship Program here in 2016. We started our program under 513 Free, which I know a lot of listeners know. And so we started off underneath them as a prison prevention program. And flash forward, it's kind of a longer story, but flash forward to 2020, we were gifted this resource with Treehouse. It's a national organization, and so somebody was going to start it, felt called to Chicago, and said, gifted us the resources. We loved them so much that we decided to become a partner site. So it's a really cool God story. But yeah, we're part of a Treehouse since 2020, but made it official now as a partner organization since September of 2020. I think it was. Yeah.
What are some of the benefits or improvements that you've seen from transitioning from Tandem to working under the umbrella of Treehouse?
Yeah. I think the biggest is that we have a lot of curriculum that we can go off of. And so our nights, we were meeting and we were having really great nights of life skills, but it's now more of a curriculum that we can walk through with the teens and still make it fun. So we learn about like overcoming challenges and still life skills too, like finance and budgeting, and then have fun as well. We have pool parties and outings like that. So, but yeah, it's just, really, it's a lot of support. We have mentorship as well for us and coaches that pray and walk through different scenarios. There's working with teens. There's a lot of different scenarios that happen. So we have a group of people we can talk to.
About how many kids and how many mentors are involved in the program?
Yeah. So we have about 30 kids overall that are involved. So some don't come to programming, but they are involved in mentorship. But beyond that, there's kids that still meet with their mentors that aren't officially underneath our umbrella, which is really cool. So yeah, hopefully if all of them are still talking, it'll be over 100 kids that have been mentored since 2016. So it's been cool.
Are you always looking for mentors? And if so, what does somebody do to follow up and learn more?
Yeah. We always have a wait list. There's kids that are needing a mentor. So definitely, if you feel called to become a mentor, disciple, youth, you can contact me or EC Treehouse is our website. So ectreehouse.org. But yeah, contact me, Ashley, and I'd love to connect, get you involved.
Ashley Stoll, Area Director for Treehouse, Ending Hopelessness Among Teens. Next, this past Wednesday night, I caught up with Kristen Carnes Fredrickson, Program Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Wisconsin. I began by noting it sounds like she was involved for quite a while as a big sister before going on staff.
Yeah, I've been a big sister. I think I'm on year 12, maybe 13.
Yeah. And so talk about, you actually do have an opening at the top right now, right?
Yep, we're currently searching for a new CEO. So that has been posted, and our board is working on finding a good fit for our agency.
Tell me why you believe in Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Our mission is that for youth to fulfill their potential. And so we really believe that all youth have potential. They just need maybe a little bit of a helping hand in that with having a positive relationship with another adult. Not every child has that opportunity, and we want to add one more person into a child's life who is able to give them one-on-one time to develop skills and have fun while doing it.
You were telling me earlier, over the many years you've been involved as a big sister, you've had four different young people you've worked with, and you've seen some real, obviously, growth, right?
Yeah, my first little, she's 22 now. I met her as an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old. Watched her graduate high school, watched her graduate from CVTC, and now she has her own home, and I went to her housewarming party. So, yeah.
Great feelings. I mean, that's got to feel wonderful for you in terms of knowing the investment you made.
Yeah, you don't always see that right away. You plant the seed and you watch them grow, and then you can see all the work that you did together for them to really gain life skills and perspective.
You're telling me that, I mean, more than 150 kids, even 154, are currently being mentored or worked with in the program?
Yeah, so on average, we're averaging about 100 and between 150 and 160 kids, but that's not just who we serve. We're serving the parents and the bigs with that. So generally speaking, we could have up to 600 people that we're connecting with on any given month, you know, in regards to social workers or guidance counselors and other people who are making referrals based off of the need for a child.
And I presume always, I mean, in terms of, well, A, how do you learn about children who might be right for the program? And then B, what about those who would be interested in possibly being a big brother or big sister?
Yeah, so most of the time, parents are calling, parent or caregiver, whoever the child is with, is giving us a call, whether they've learned about it through events we've held or they've gotten referrals. Sometimes we get referrals from school district social workers, but we want to make sure that parent or caregiver, whoever the child is with, is invested in the program too. And then if anybody is interested in becoming a big brother or big sister, they can go to our website, bbbsnw.org.
And what is the process like in terms of how long does it take between applying and getting involved?
Yeah, so we really try to keep the wait minimum for our bigs to come in and do an interview. We do background checks, reference checks, and then do a short online training for the volunteer. And then after all those are completed, if all the requirements have been met, then we move forward to matching them with a child. So we try to make the process really streamlined so that when you're ready to mentor, we have a child available for you.
Kristen, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Kristen Carnes-Fredrickson, Program Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwestern Wisconsin. And I have one more conversation from Fierce Freedom's Oh Freedom event this past Wednesday night at Carson Park in Eau Claire. Yeah. Tim Gunderson, Executive Director, Area Director with Northwest Wisconsin FCA. So tell us what brings you out here to the Fierce Freedom, the Oh Freedom Fun Run and Festival tonight.
Well, I actually have been involved with Fierce Freedom for a long time when I had my own chiropractic business when I was a chiropractor, and I would come down and support and have a booth down here. And so I ran into Joyce Orth just the other day, and she's like, hey, why don't you have a booth down here again? And I said, great. That sounds like a great opportunity to support what they do and also to share more about what FCA does.
So you're winding down your first year as the area director. You're catching your breath?
Yeah, it was a great year. It was a lot of training, so I'm learning as I go here. But I have a great team that I work with Andrew Draper, John Peterson, and Bob Lichty right now. And they've been a blessing to work with and have made the transition from chiropractor to full-time ministry gone really well.
We maybe thought back in the day that FCA with the huddles and the kids, but, I mean, you guys, we talk about Bob Lichty. I mean, they're a great heart for coaches too, right?
Yeah, right. In fact, our ministry is still all about students and all about athletes, but we definitely are geared and have a focus on coaches. We just think that they make such a great impact, have potential for a great impact on their other coaches and also their athletes.
So what's ahead in the coming year?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to starting huddles again in the fall. We have Fields of Faith on October 11th, I believe it is a Wednesday, at Altoona High School, which is combines youth groups and FCA groups together on the Oakleaf Stadium football field. We've got a dessert banquet on November 6th, which is a great fundraising event for us. And then all the way back to next summer, we'll have our second golf outing out of Wild Ridge. So.
Are you ready to announce who's coming for the dessert banquet yet?
No, I'm not ready for that yet. We're kind of searching local here first and just see. I think a local flair is important, but we may bring a big wig in at some point. It's always important because then it brings extra people in. So.
And again, I think part of being here tonight, I mean, talking about kids and connecting with kids, I mean, certainly keeping them, and sports is wonderful for them, right?
Right, exactly. We think that if we can keep kids involved in activities like sport, that it'll keep them feeling that they're part of a community, and ultimately it's an opportunity for them to hear the gospel of Jesus.
Tim, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Tim Gunderson, the area director for Fellowship of Christian Athletes, with his first year under his belt. And finally, looking ahead to next weekend, July 28th through the 30th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls, One Fest is right around the corner. This past Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, Caleb Swenson and I talked with OneFest founder Heather Fleshinsky.
Is this year five if we take out 2020?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So year five, does it get any easier, less hectic, less stressful the more you do it? Or is this still kind of that crunch time where it's like, pray for Heather because she has so much on her plate?
It's still a little bit of crunch time, but I have so many great people working with me that it's getting easier that way, that I can say, hey, will you help me with this thing? And they'll go, yeah, I'm on board.
Fantastic.
Heather, I see one of the things that's different with this year's One Fest, and we can't wait to broadcast live 7 to 9, the opening day there, Friday, July 28th, and much throughout that day and Saturday. But some music going to start at 1 with Tyrone Crawford, Yvette Luna at 3. Is there other things that are new or different this year that you wanted to call attention to?
We're actually adding a third stage, and that's going to be a Collective Arts, because they're one of our featured organizations, and so they're doing probably four different programs throughout the 2 days on that stage. So we're really excited about that.
I mean, and there's jam-packed music when you talk about the big break stage and the main stage, too. I mean, just you can just kind of pop back and forth, and there's always going to be a show going on all day Friday and Saturday, and then, of course, worship on Sunday morning.
You should not get bored at OneFest this year, no.
Yes. Tell me a little bit about the need for volunteers. It's something that you've, again, been putting out kind of the call for a while, but there's still some opportunities for people to volunteer and to be able to go to OneFest for free.
Right, exactly. And what we have going is that people can sign up for where they want to work and when they want to work. And what we're noticing is that there's an awful lot of space still in later evening. And so if you love like the calmness of the day and want to listen to music during the day and wouldn't mind helping us out, we would love to have you volunteer and get your ticket for free.
Yeah. Great opportunity.
So what should somebody do if they want to volunteer?
They should go to our website, onefest.com/volunteers, where that application is.
But then also, I mean, maybe volunteering isn't going to work, but certainly, hey, get those tickets still.
Yes, yes. Still can get tickets at the online, of course. We will expect to sell them at the door unless we sell out. So it's going to be a big one this year.
Yeah. I mean, and again, we praise the Lord along with you. I mean, this should be the biggest OneFest ever.
Yes, it is trending that way, definitely.
And looking forward to, again, always Havel and I sometimes guess too internally what the next year's headliner is going to be, because you always announce that as well. So, I mean, just a lot of fun things to look forward to. But I mean, when we talk about, again, just the body of Christ enjoying time together, it's something that people from all over come to OneFest and just walk away so refreshed. And I know that, again, is the goal to bring people together as one in honor of the King.
It is amazing. And what's amazing to me is that people are coming from states away,
yeah.
And sometimes Canada, right? It's just amazing that they're coming to this little Chippewa Valley for this wonderful festival.
Well, there's a lot of great groups. People can check that lineup, onefest.com. And the schedule is fantastic and a lot of buzz and a lot of, we're counting down the days, just 9 days.
I didn't know it was that 9 days. It's under 10. Oh my goodness.
Under 10. There you go.
Well, Heather, always great to see you. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week as you're buzzing around on a golf cart, keeping everything together.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Heather Fleshinsky, the founder of OneFest, with us this past Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, our last guest on a program filled with guests. We started with the Chief Learning Officer for the Children's Museum of Eau Claire, Mike Lee, also Ashley Stowe, Program Director, Area Director, I should say, with Treehouse, the mentoring ministry. Also, we heard from Kristen Carnes Fredrickson, the Program Director for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwestern Wisconsin, and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Tim Gunderson, wrapping up with Heather Fleshinsky from OneFest. Hope to see you there this coming Friday and Saturday at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. For Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio, I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening.